Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have to apologize. I have to start the 4 o'clock hour with an apology to Solana. He is correct about Kanye.
I just found out as well.
I just looked it up on Newsweek. Here's where I got confused, because he says he's changing his name to Yee because that's the most commonly used word in the Bible. But in the Bible, I believe it's pronounced Yee, Yee this, Yee that. That's where I always thought it was Yee. Kanye West is now officially Yee, or Ye, as we know now from Solana. He has been using the name for several years. He named his album, blah, blah, blah. Made the official change October 18th. Yee, to be pronounced Ye, has already been the name featured on his social media accounts, while his clothing brand has gone by a version of the name Yeezy. Kanye West has spoken before about his love for the name Yee. I'm calling it Yee.
Yay.
Saying the roots are biblical rather than a shortening of his own name, which again led me to believe it was Yee, because if you shorten his own name, it would make sense, yeah, Yay, because it's Kanye. But Yee is the biblical word. Mm-hmm. So, and it does say here in Newsweek, I believe ye is the most commonly used word in the Bible. In the Bible, it means you. So I'm you, and I'm us. It's us. I went from being Kanye, which means the only one, to just ye, just being a reflection of our good, our bad, our confused, everything. It's more of a reflection of who we are as beings. And then Newsweek points out, technically, West is incorrect in his analysis of biblical words. In the King James Bible, the most commonly used translation in the U.S., the word which appears most is Lord. Nevertheless, according to his own words, it is ye, and so you should call him yay.
You need to get him his medicine because he's crazy.
Now, is that medicine or medicine? All right, we're pressed for time here, so I apologize, Solana. You were correct. Your music knowledge is unparalleled on this program.
Well, when it comes to Kanye, I've got some knowledge. I can
right.
back it up.
Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. Gary Payton, the glove, is supposed to join us at 4:15.
These headlines are sponsored by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends. Florida Panthers at Tampa Bay tonight, 7 p.m. Spencer Knight will be in net.
That is a big game. Anytime Panthers and Tampa get together on the ice, it is a big game with lots of fists flying and penalties to be called.
Two playoff teams going at it. In the NBA, the Bucks, they open the NBA season hosting the Brooklyn Nets, the BK Nets, 7:30 p.m.
All right. It's a 1.5 line now. Bucks are 1.5 point favorites. I still like Milwaukee.
I do too. I do not. I like
I know.
Nets.
And we might have to ride Solana's hot hand on this one because he picked the Titans last night. So we'll see.
Lakers, they host the Warriors at 10 p.m. That's the late game. Lakers, 3.5 point favorites.
All right.
Ben Simmons was suspended for the Sixers season opener tomorrow. Doc Rivers threw him out of practice today for missing too many free throws.
Hey!
Get out! Can Doc Rivers yell?
Is it out? It's a little throaty.
He was so good in Uncut Gems.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You just hear his voice. He's giving the speech. Yeah, it's great.
Great, huh?
It's great.
NLCS Game 3, Dodgers, Braves.
We're like roaches.
Do you remember the speech?
We're like roaches. You can't stop us.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett's looking at the gem, right?
We're like roaches. They can't stop us.
That's a good Doc Rivers, no?
Decent. It's a terrible line, though. We're like roaches. You can't stop us.
Hey, man, he's a champion coach. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
Like roaches through time or 15 roaches? I can stomp the hell out of a roach. It's a roach. Come on, man. Terrible movie.
Oh. 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 That did not just happen.
Imagine watching that movie 17 times.
Oh, I'm thinking about watching it tonight.
I'd be impotent.
That woman, though, she's beautiful.
Which one?
His side chick.
Yeah, she's okay.
She's beautiful.
A little thin for my liking.
Miami Dolphins just announced they have signed Vince Beagle to the practice squad and released linebacker Shaq Griffin from the practice squad.
ALCS Game 4, Red Sox Astros, 8:08 p.m. Boston leads that series 2-1.
All right.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Still partly cloudy, and the lows are still going to drop to around the low 70s. That is your weather.
Somebody texted in, Joe Zagacki changed his name to Khaki.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Khaki.
I don't know, because it's not just, you know, it's not just Joe. It's all the pants. You know what I'm saying? No? It's
khaki zagaki.
It's not
Yay.
Yay.
Y'all better leave my Joe alone.
Here's Don Bailey Jr. introducing Kanye West.
Yay.
Doesn't it make more sense as ye though when he gives you the biblical explanation?
No.
All right.
No, you're right, and they said he's wrong. He's goofy.
No, they said
Solana, he's goofy.
I'm not defending
him. Don't
act
like this dude is some smart, revolutionary guy that's changing the world. He's a damn goofball.
Agreed. But they said he was wrong about yay being
right.
The most commonly used in the Bible.
Right. They said it was Lord.
In the good book.
Makes
but
sense.
But Lord, there's already a performer named Lord.
Right.
Oh.
Royals, you know. We can never be royals. You knew that.
Lordy.
That is not Lordy.
Silent.
It's Lord.
I think it's Lordy.
Silent E.
Well, by your explanation, it would be Lord Day.
Uh-oh.
But it's Lord. What's a better movie, Step Brothers or Uncut Gems?
Step Brothers.
Woo!
Bro.
Woo!
Uncut Gems doesn't make many of my lists.
I mean, are you joking? Are
I'm
you
serious.
Joking?
Uncut Gems? Wow.
All right, Gary Payton is scheduled to join us in the next segment. So the NBA kicks off tonight, and we'll talk a little hoops with the glove, Gary Payton.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I was like, yo, this crazy.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Gary Payton, NBA champion with our Miami Heat. Yes, I call it our.
Yes.
Hall of Famer, 9-time All-Star, NBA Defensive Player of the Year, an Olympic gold medalist. The accolades go on and on. I don't have enough time to go over everything.
Just a dog.
A dog.
That's so you can say that. You know what it
is. Gary Payton is with us today, courtesy of Napjitsu. Awaken your inner ninja with Napjitsu's patent-pending energy and performance-enhancing products. Napjitsu now provides 2 times the energy of a cup of coffee and is sustained for more than 5 hours, while the nap products help you optimize your power nap and then wake back up without any grogginess. Go to napjitsu.com or Amazon, and if you enter the promo code GaryPayton15, you get 15% off all products. How about that? Gary Payton is joining us now. Hello, Glove.
How you guys doing?
We're good. No napping during the interview. We want
I'm not going to nap. I'm going to nap afterwards.
All right. Fair enough. NBA season starts tonight. And so I'll start with this one. We talked about it a little bit earlier. But who, in your mind, who's the team to beat this NBA season? Because you got LeBron and AD, and they add Russell Westbrook to the Lakers, and Giannis, obviously, defending champion in Milwaukee. There's Brooklyn and our Heat, you know, with Kyle Lowry and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. So heading into the season, who do you think is like the premier team in the NBA?
Well, you know, the premier team to me still is the Milwaukee Bucks, because they're the champs. And with Giannis down there, I still think that they're going to be that team. The Lakers are a team that, you know, they've added a lot of veterans. They added a lot of things. And they got to be the team to beat in the West if they stay healthy. If they stay healthy. You know what I'm saying? Miami fell off after the bubble. I don't know what happened. But now that they done added Kyle Lowry, I think this is going to give them a boost with Butler and all of them together. So I'm just saying, I just think that Milwaukee is that team that you got to beat, you know, in the East. And then in the West, I think it's the Lakers team.
You call them veterans, Glove. Some people just call them old with the Lakers. Like Melo, you know what I'm saying? LeBron's in year 18. Are they too old, or are they seasoned vets?
With this league, with this type of basketball now, I don't think it's anything is too old. As long as you can play the game and stay with it. LeBron spends too much money on his body for not. I think he's more in shape than most of the young guys that's coming out right now. I think that. I think Carmelo does the same thing. I don't consider him old. I consider them, they can still play, they can still put it, or they can still put it in the basket, they can still do the same things. You know, they might not be that person that they were when they first got in the league, but they're still a legit basketball player, especially with the three-point shooting. It's not as physical as it was when I was playing. This game is not like that, and I think these guys can withstand that, and I think they're a legit team to get to beat, and that's just the way it is. They're a legit team to beat, and I don't think they're old. I just think they're seasoned, and with this type of basketball, they can be okay in this league.
Gary Payton is with us. NBA kicks off tonight. What about your preseason pick for MVP? If I pressed you on that, who you think is going to be the MVP coming out of the NBA season?
Oh, I like Luke a lot. I think that kid is up on an uprising. He's doing things. I'm going to go with the younger kids. I think Booker is right there with that Phoenix team. They did an amazing job last year, and I don't think they're finished. They're a team that they think that they need to prove something. They should have won a championship. I think them two, to me, are the best because they're going to lead their basketball team, especially with Chris Paul making Booker better. I think that he's prime time. He can score the basketball. He can do a lot of things. But I think them two are front candidates in my opinion.
And, Gary, the nickname, the glove, everybody knows it. Who's the glove now? Not the defensive MVP. Rudy Gobert, he's good, but he's big. Who's the glove now? Who can walk out on that perimeter and lock down whoever they send up with the ball?
You know what? To me, it's one guy that reminds me of that a lot. And that's the kid down in Boston, Smart. I think that he is a premier player, that he will lock you down and make sure of it, and will talk to you in the same sense and get into your head. I think he does a great job on the ball. I think that he pressures you and he creates a lot of havoc, and I like the way he does that. And I think he best solidified me now in the NBA.
And you talk about the talking. We were talking about you before you came on and just your edge you play with. Do you have a lot of enemies that you played against? Because, bro, if you Google yourself, man, you were fighting, talking in people's faces your entire career. You got a lot of friends?
Yeah, I got a lot of friends. You know what? That's a good question. Everybody will say, man, do anybody like you now? And you know what? People like me more than they did when I was in basketball. Because that's just the way I played. That was just my grind. My father had me play that way. And it's just something I did. But we left it on the floor. That was being competitive. And I think that was the competitiveness of us all the time. And it's no love lost. You know, we was all on the floor trying to do the same thing. We were trying to get what we had to get. And that's what it was. And when I'm friends with everybody, you know, Chris Charles, you know, I just talked to him the other day. You know what I'm saying? And his son is married to my daughter. So, sure, man, I got friends. Charles Oakley, that's one of my best friends. So, you know, I talk to everybody. It's not like no love lost. We let all that go 20 years ago.
You're a Heat champion, the 06 team. You've got that Heat DNA. You talk about, you know, aggressiveness and the love of competition. Jimmy Butler obviously has fit in perfectly with the Heat culture and the Heat DNA. How do you think Kyle Lowry is going to do in Miami? Coming from Toronto, he's a superstar. How do you think he does in the Heat culture realm?
I think he's going to be great. I think Pat Riley didn't go get him for just nothing. I think that he's seen something in Kyle. He's played against him all in the East for a long period of time. I don't think Pat goes and get players that he doesn't think that will fit into Miami Heat culture. I think him and Butler will be great together. Now you have a legit point guard that can get you people to basketball, like Butler, like the Hero, all of them guys, like the Bams. They're going to get them to basketball, and plus he can score the basketball. So that's what the Heat needed. They needed a player that in that type of caliber, and they have him. And I think Pat Riley knew that he couldn't miss an opportunity of picking this kid up, and I think that's why Kyle wanted to go there too. And that's going to be a great marriage. I think they're going to give a lot of havoc like they were in the bubble. They're going to give a lot of people a lot of trouble.
And so when you look at this Heat team with Bam and Jimmy and Kyle Lowry and Tyler Hero seems reinvigorated, had a great preseason, and the other ancillary pieces, can they compete in the East? I mean, we don't know Brooklyn because we don't know about Kyrie, but Brooklyn and Milwaukee, Philadelphia, I guess now is a question mark because of Ben Simmons gets suspended today. Like, what can the Heat be an upper echelon team in the East?
Absolutely. I already think they're in the top three. They have to be. You know what I'm saying? As you look at it, I think the Milwaukee, and then you go with the Brooklyn, if they be there, them the two top teams. You know, Toronto has fell off. You know, them type of teams. Boston, we don't know how that's going to work out or pan out. But I think Miami is that type, that team in the top three. They are that third-tier team that, that can beat a lot of people. If you look at their roster and look at the players that they have and what they did 2 years ago and how did they get into the championship, yes, if they get back to that form, I think there will be a tough out in any playoff matchup against anybody. And I think that for sure. You know, I don't think the Indiana team is right there yet. But I'm just saying this team is a good, legit basketball team that can be, that is in the top three, in my opinion.
And, GP, what's your take on the Ben Simmons thing? Today, you know, Hawk just brought it up. He got kicked out of practice by Doc Rivers. You know, he didn't show up. Then he showed up and was wearing sweatpants with a big cell phone hanging out of his pocket. What's your take on the Ben Simmons saga?
Well, you know what? To me, it should have never got this far, point blank. It should have never got to this level. I think it's out of control now. I think that Philadelphia has to make a decision on what they're going to do. And my opinion is to move on. If he doesn't want to be there, you're making drama and you're making chaos come to a team that was supposed to win a championship, expected to win a championship, and be competing in the East. We forgot to talk about them in the East in Philadelphia with Miami just now because we see this. But I think that Philly has to make a decision and go ahead and move him, get some players in there that whatever you can get for him right now, I don't think you're going to get what you want for him. I think you're going to have to take this one on the chin. But get something in there that can help Embiid, because right now Ben has lost his teammates. And when you do that, that is hard to come back into an organization and play with players that don't trust you. And I think that that has happened. So why not just go on and let it go, get away, and let everybody be happy and build your team up from what you get and let him go to a team where he's happy and he can perform for them.
Gary Payton, again, courtesy today of Napjitsu. Awaken your inner ninja with Napjitsu's patent-pending energy and performance-enhancing products. Napjitsu now provides 2 times the energy of a cup of coffee and is sustained for more than 5 hours, while the nap product helps you optimize your power nap and then wake back up without any grogginess. You can go to napjitsu.com or Amazon and enter the promo code GaryPayton15. For 15% off all the Napjitsu products. And I'm guessing you think they're pretty good, that if I took a power nap and the nap product there, I would wake up and I'd be ready to roll?
You'll be ready to roll. You know, I didn't really think about this product as that until I started taking it. You know, I took naps anyway before games. So when I was taking naps, I would get up and it would take me a little time to get into my flow. But as taking this product, what I've done is when I get up, I have more energy, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, and I need that. And I need that type of situation being older and in my 50s now. You know, I took a head job at Lincoln University here in the Bay Area dealing with kids, and you got to get up and you got to stay up. I've been taking this, and I've got my energy back, and I can stay with these kids. And I like this product, and that's why we're promoting it, because I believe in it. I wouldn't promote nothing that I didn't believe in. And I think this is the thing that you get a nap, you wake up with a lot of energy, and you're great.
You know what, Crowder? I think you might need the Napjitsu now. Crowder became a vegan. I think he's lost all his energy. A vegan doesn't scare you, right, Gary? A vegan, Crowder. He doesn't scare you, right?
I'm 250 now, Gary. I'm eating vegetables.
Yeah, but you're a vegan. You're 250 of celery.
Hey, Crowder, I don't want you to pass out now. You're 250, man, but you got to get a little something in your body, man, to hold on to, man. You know what I'm saying? All that celery and all that green ain't going to work all the time, man. Get something on your ribs, man.
I got some chickpeas.
That doesn't do it, man. Check out the website. It's napjitsu.com, napjitsu.com. Gary Payton. Heat Nation still loves you, Gary. Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate y'all, and I love Heat Nation down there anytime. They know they family. I won a championship there, and I had a great time for 2 years. Anytime y'all need me, let me know.
We appreciate it. Heat Nation does love Gary Payton, man. Yeah. Brought that first title here with Shaq and D-Wade. Mm-hmm. That was excellent. Says you got to get a little meat on your bones there. You can't be 250 of celery.
Tell the glove all my personal business.
250 of celery.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
I am very, very excited to hear the Don Bailey Jr. calls from the...
Who the hell did they lose to?
North Carolina.
UNC.
Tar Heels.
But before, who? UNC? But before we get to them, let me talk to you about BNT Impact Windows and Doors, because we're getting closer to the end of the 2021 hurricane season. It's been so quiet lately. I don't want to jinx it. So But we're getting to the end of hurricane season. But you really need to think about protecting your home with Impact Windows and Doors. And now is a great time to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors and take that first step towards getting PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed in your home. That's the company my wife and I used at our home. And it really is a great feeling. They get those PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed, and you know that you're protected as a homeowner in South Florida. It just feels better. There's less stress during hurricane season. So I know you think, well, hurricane season's almost over. Maybe I'll wait. This is actually the best time to get the ball rolling, because then you give yourself plenty of time to have BNT Impact Windows and Doors get the permits and take all the measurements. And before you know it, the PGT Custom Windows and Doors are installed and they're perfectly functional by next hurricane season. And they've got a spooktacular window upgrade sale right now. You can receive $600 off all contracts signed by Halloween. So you got another 12 days or so. Contracts $12,000 or more qualifies for that. So call BNT Impact Windows right now at 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. So Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki, they do our funny calls, and this has not been a fun season to work in these calls, no question.
No.
But they have been gamers, and they did three on Saturday against UNC, and we'll have DBJ on this week. We'll give him some calls for the who is it? NC State this weekend?
NC State.
NC State this weekend. I've already checked out on hurricane season. Who? They play what? So they did three calls, and Solana also says that he put together now one banger or two?
One banger.
One banger off the calls that they have done. So without further ado, because I can't find it on my show sheet. Is it on my show sheet?
It's on your email.
Oh, it's on the email. Okay.
Trying to save some paper.
Okay. I mean, you gave me a show sheet with 18 pages. You're saving one sheet.
Single-sided.
This is what we gave Don Bailey Jr. This is from George Michael. I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Great line. You weren't here, right, when DBJ was on with us last week, so
no.
You didn't get to hear his practicing of it. Never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm.
I can't wait.
I haven't heard any of these, so go ahead. Let's hear how it sounded during the game.
5:56 to go, third quarter. Carolina 38, Miami 27. What's on your cranium?
I'm never gonna dance again. Wow. Guilty feet have no rhythm. I think that's what's on my
singing
cranium.
Was on your cranium. Myron Cope, the great Myron Cope, the Pittsburgh Steelers. He would get a talk show. He would say, "You're next. What's on your cranium?"
No idea who Myron Cope is. I know. So Lana said to me earlier, goes, and Joe starts dropping references, I'm sure you'll get. I have no idea who Myron Cope is. I'm impressed, though, that DBJ sang it.
That was beautiful.
I thought it was going to be, you know, I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have got no rhythm. Let me hear his sultry sounds.
I'm never going to dance again. Guilty feet have no rhythm.
Rhythm.
That is sexy, right? I mean, that is sexy. We gave him, because it was opening night, Solana and I were at FLA Live Arena last Thursday when DBJ came on with us, and we figured to celebrate hockey opening night. we would give him the call that Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay did. You remember they took the tag team commercial and did Scoop, There It Is,
yes,
during a Panthers hockey broadcast. So we gave it to DBJ. We go, hey, look, here's what the Panthers radio broadcasters did.
Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop, there it is.
As Billy Lindsay, yeah, former Panther himself. So we said to DBJ, why don't you do it? Take back the mantle. You can't let Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay, yeah, steal your thunder. So you work that in, and so here's what happened with DBJ.
Van Dyke has it. They rush four in a stunt. Swings it left side in the flats, and it's caught at the 40. It's Knight to midfield. He makes one miss, and here we go. He's at the 30, 20, foot race to the end zone. 10, 5, touchdown! It's a touchdown for Knighton on the near side. He goes 60 yards on a third down play. And Miami is right back into this football game at Keenan Stadium in Chapel Hill. Van Dyke to Knighton in the left flat. 60 yards for the score.
Outstanding play call by Rhett Lashley. Chocolate chip, peanut butter, cookie dough, and Joe Scoop. There it is.
Oh! With emphasis. And Joe had nothing left.
He told him to take back the mantle.
He did.
Yes.
He did it there. That Jalen Knighton is exciting, by the way, just as a Hurricanes fan looking for something to be excited about. Cam Harris going to be out for the rest of the season. There's, I mean, significant issues, but Jalen Knighton looked good Saturday.
Give him some more touches.
Give him as many touches as he wants. As many touches as he
45.
Wants.
45.
How about that? Scoop, there it is. Now, finally, we gave, and now we've given him this since last year, I think, right?
Maybe 2 years ago.
Maybe 2 years
ago. We've tried to get him to do this.
This
before.
Is so. Who's the song? This is MIA who's doing this verse.
The hook is MIA, but this is a T.I. and Ye song.
Yay, Swagger Like Us, as we always said. You know, yeah. UM. So here's the MIA portion. All right, now, not only did DBJ do the call, but Solana says he has put together a banger out of that. I want to hear the call first.
Harley comes in motion. Van Dyke has it. Looks left. Looks for Harley. Drifts left side. Throws. Close.
Got it.
Grambo got it. He reaches up and makes a two-handed catch. Van Dyke rolling left and throws to his right. They convert on the two-point conversion. It's 45-42 in Chapel Hill. My goodness gracious.
No one on the corner has swagger like us, swagger like us, swagger, swagger like us. Is that safe to say?
I'm speechless. What would Roy Kent say?
I like when he dropped the swagger, swagger like us. That was excellent. All right, so Solana, you in the lab today?
Yes, sir.
And this is a certified banger?
I think it's my best banger yet.
Ooh. Wow. All right, I am ready.
So much. Right. Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner.
Joe.
Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
Located in February with extraordinary swag. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
Is that safe to say?
I'm speechless.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very well done. If we don't get that to T.I., we are doing something wrong.
Remix.
We're going to get a cease and desist right back. That is fantastic.
Joke.
It just never ends. There's nothing there but echo, and it just never ends. Oh. It's overpowering. My jaws from laughing. Play it again. Solana, I got to hear it again. That part I could do without.
Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
No one on the corner.
Joe.
Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
flow colder than February with extraordinary swag.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Is that safe to say?
I'm speechless.
Yeah, it reminds me of the original Red Dawn, like the Soviet Union invades the U.S. and then they, you know, take all these political prisoners and they put them in these camps and they just kind of play messages from the Soviet Union to brainwash them. This is what you're going to like. It strikes me as almost like a brainwashing type style of, you know, and it's just people in a room. They believe that there's a lot of swagger out there, and so they need to be reprogrammed. So it's some guy on a loudspeaker, you know. No one has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. And people are just hearing it 24 hours a day until when they walk out of there, they're like, you know, no one has swagger like us. Like it gives me that Red Dawn vibe to it there.
So that thought, you might want to play that damn thing in the locker
room.
Well,
I was thinking maybe at the stadium. We walk out of there. We're hypnotized. One more time, Solana. Let's get brainwashed together.
So much.
Listen to this.
Swagger, swagger like
us. You see a whole bunch of like political prisoners. It's an outdoor camp, and then this is just playing nonstop.
No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us. No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Every prisoner's name is Joe.
Joe.
Hello, Joe. Joe.
Where's Joe? Over
it's
there
just
Joe.
An unemotional delivery, right? No one on the corner has swagger like us. Swagger, swagger like us.
Joe.
That is very well done, Solana. And very well done by Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki. Again, everybody's killing it this year. Wow.
Yes.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We're going to need a Funky Buddha after that.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
COVID-19!
COVID-19!
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.